Senate Bill 6 for an act entitled to provide for the increase of Class A employee and employer contributions to the South Dakota retirement system.
Senate Bill 6, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Rounds.
Thank you. Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Senate Bill 6 is the result of a study which we mandated last year that asked that the South Dakota retirement system study the possibility of increasing the amount of money that employers and employees put into the South Dakota retirement system. We ask that they study the possibility of increasing the amount that the employer, in other words, the state of South Dakota, or school districts, or municipalities, or counties, or the Board of Regents, put in from 5% of the employer's or the employee's salary to 6%, and that it would be appropriately matched by the employee. This is the product of that proposal. They went back and looked, and it indicates that basically over a long period of time, this would go to making improvements in retirement benefits by as much as 20%. The reason is because we're putting in 20% more within the retirement system to begin with. Rather than an employee putting in 5%, they put in 6%. Rather than the employer putting in 5%, they put in 6%. When you do that, you have more money to pay out benefits. The South Dakota retirement system is a defined benefit plan, which means that the retirement board recommends what the actual benefits should be based upon what the assets of the retirement system are. If you increase the amount of money going in by 20% over a period of time, you will have that much more money to pay out to those individual employees. We heard testimony from a number of the employee organizations. We heard testimony from the employers. There is no one in opposition to the bill. However, there was some concern as to the original bill having a set of dates that originally suggested that over a period of 3 years, each employer could decide how to put in the match rate. After discussion within the Retirement Laws Committee, it was agreed that as long as we deferred the implementation date until July 1st, 2002, all of the employers within the state would be able to make the appropriate anticipated changes within the system, and it eased the flow into the system for the administration of the plan by the retirement system administrators as well. With that, I would try to answer any questions. This is a major change in the retirement system because it eventually will have a major improvement in retirement benefits. The retirement system is set up so that the way we determine how much a person gets in retirement is by using the number of years of service times the average week or times the average annual salary times a multiplying factor. And the multiplying factor starts out at basically about 1.3 to 1.5 for Class A members, and that's who this deals with. That particular multiplying factor will go up for each year of service from approximately 1.3 to 1.55 before we allow for any other additional improvements in benefits because of exceptional earnings capacity and so forth on the part of the State Investment Council that invests all of that money. I think this is a win-win for the people in South Dakota. It provides their employees with an opportunity to see an exceptional retirement system made even better. And at the same time, it gives the state of South Dakota and its separate units of government an opportunity to try to retain some of its best employees because it does have such an exceptional retirement system that, well, this will make it even better. Right now, within the United States, most public systems average out at about an 8% match employer-employee, so we're still below the national average. But because of the exceptional investment returns we've been able to obtain through the Investment Council, we've still been able to maintain a strong competitive position with regards to other units of government across the upper Midwest. With that, I would answer any questions you may have, but I would most certainly ask for your strong support of the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 6. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers? Benson, Bogue, Rose, Brown, Dugard, Dennert, Drake, Dunjim, Dunrebecca, Duxbury, Everest, Flowers, Frederick?
Aye.
Hange?
Aye.
Halverson?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Klevin?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Lang?
Aye.
Lawler?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Paisley?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
Schoner?
Aye.
Stagers?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Valandra?
Aye.
Bitter?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Bogue?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 32, nays 1, excuse 2.
Senate Bill 6, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.